ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Tesla surprises with some very positive Q3 results. The Ford CEO, Farley, he daily drives a Xiaomi, and Opel Mokka is upgraded. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you which US state is the best of the rest behind California for EV adoption. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. It's EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 24th of October. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And welcome to a new podcast producer, Walter Kurtz, or maybe it's Volta Kurtz. Either way, Walter Volta. Thank you very much, my friend, for signing up and getting your name in the show notes. Executive producer. Didn't say that, did I? Executive producer. I'm sorry, Walter Volta. You get your name in the Hall of Fame. You're on the list of legends, my friend. Check out evnewsdaily.com. It's the blog, and you'll see your name up in lights. And they'll say, email me, hello at evnewsdaily, and tell me how to say your name correctly, because, you know, I'd like to. It's respectful. Patreon supporters get the shows ad free. You can be like Walter Volta by clicking on a link in the show notes. Now, let's start with some good news about Northvolt, Europe's big hope of a battery gigafactory that's really faltered recently. I didn't appreciate, when all the reporting I've been doing for you, how serious things were. On the verge of obtaining financial assistance, that means they can make paycheck this week and payroll. That's, you know, when you're needing a few hundred million to pay the staff this week, then you know things are pretty serious there. Sources suggesting that the funding is exceeding $300 million, finalized by the end of October, by the end of this week, which would help stabilize the company's finances. Indications that a group of investors are considering backing the Swedish battery manufacturer, which, you know, their situation deteriorated when they couldn't meet the BMW contract, a significant shareholder as well, and BMW had to cancel that major order because of Northvolt delays and find alternative sources. BMW is moving to cylindrical cells, the 4680 form factor for their Neue Klasse vehicles. Northvolt CEO Peter Carlson admitting the company's aggressive expansion plans were miscalculated. Cutting 1,600 jobs across three locations. They've closed down the California Research Center, which they bought back in 2021. And I thought it was an interesting acquisition anyway, but that's all gone. And so good luck there. Right, let's start with a couple of bits of good news coming out of the car makers. First up, Volvo, seen a notable success with the EX30. They are revising their sales growth projection. Still going to be a growth year, but slightly revised. The CEO, Jim Rowan, said our journey towards 2026 will not be linear as our industry is facing an increasingly volatile environment. In the third quarter of this year, Volvo Volvo reported an operating profit of nearly $550 million, or 5.8 billion Swedish krona, and a 29% increase in the same period last year. So it's great news. Well done, Volvo. 30% up. That's fantastic. A quarter on or year on year for that quarter. Linked to strong sales in the premium segments and selling 173,000 vehicles in Q3. Electric vehicles, like the fully electrics they sell, accounted for 48% of total sales. That includes their recharge plug-in hybrids. So pure BEVs, 25% of the Volvo business in the quarter. Hey, that's very, very good, by the way. The EX30 remains the leading seller. That's 24% sales increase in Europe last month in September. 9,600 units were sold. It was the third best-selling model for Volvo, following the wildly popular XC60. Overall sales in Europe are up by 5,600 vehicles compared to September last year as well. Despite all that success, Volvo felt they needed to slightly lower their growth forecast from about 12% to between 7 and 8% because of, they said, the heightened competition from lower-priced competitors in the US and in China as well. And potentially the tariffs imposed on anything that they had to make in China, because they're going to move the production of the EX30 to the Ghent plant in Belgium to get round that, but that won't be till the first half of 2025. So a little bit of destabilization there with those tariffs coming in from EU and Canada and the US as well. The EX30 means we'll still have a starting price of $35,000 in the single and twin motor performance configurations when it arrives in the US. That single motor variant, 275 miles range or 442 kilometers. The performance model, twin motor, stupid fast, 3.4 seconds, 0 to 60 miles an hour, which is ridiculous. But that car is a little rocket ship. And so that's great news from Volvo. The other big, big bit of news today was Tesla's Q3 earnings, with the shareholder letter and the earnings call, which happens after the market closes. Tesla announced an impressive operating cash flow of $6.3 billion for Q3, a very solid performance. The automotive sector saw an increase in revenue compared to both the previous quarter and the same time last year. Tesla's stock saw a notable increase after the company reported quarterly profits that exceeded expectations and provided very optimistic guidance. Tesla have really been cautious with their guidance lately, but not on this call and not in this letter. They were bullish. The EV manufacturer posting an 8% revenue growth. Total revenue for the quarter, $25.2 billion, slightly below the forecast by analysts, but you know, I respect the job they do, but sometimes a company can come in slightly above or slightly below what they thought, and then there's this huge reaction of, why, it was a miss! It was a miss! Well, no, they totaled $25 billion in revenue. I think Tesla's doing okay, but anyway. Mr. Musk, the CEO, suggesting that vehicle sales could rise by up to 30% next year. That's a big number. Attributing the projection to cost reductions that makes vehicles more affordable and to boost demand. Now, look, their most affordable vehicle in the UK is $34,990. It is the Model 3, but that is obviously with the $7,500 federal tax credit taken off. You might not qualify for that, so it's a $42,000 vehicle. But if you do get the tax credit off, it's a $35,000 long range Tesla Model 3, far better than the original $35,000 Model 3. That is, that Highland one is just incredible for $35,000 effective. It is frightening that they're still making money from that. Good money. Margins are up, by the way. And for the competitors, it must be super scary. And the revenue growth was up, like I say. And 30% vehicle growth next year would be, it would be huge. Mr. Musk highlighted advancements in self-driving technology, the upcoming autonomous cyber cab, as being a key growth factor. For the third quarter, Tesla's adjusted net income grew 8% year over year to $2.5 billion, exceeding the expected $2.1 billion. The revenue increase was driven by a small rise in vehicle sales, 2%. That's around 80% of their business still, by the way. All this kind of Tesla's not a car company anymore. It's now an Optimus robot company. Now, 80% of all their revenue comes from the car business. They're a car company, trust me. The energy generation and storage division was up 52%, seeing some massive growth in energy energy and storage and services as well, like the supercharger network. And it's a bit frustrating because they wrap a bunch of stuff in, and you know, things like service made a ton of money. Now, Elon Musk famously said that he thinks it was, you know, criminal that car companies make money from service, that Tesla will never make money from service, but they wrap service into a kind of a big category that also generated $800 million in profits. And you're like, well, you know, has he changed his mind? Is it the other bits? Is it supercharging that's making them more money now that other people can start using the supercharging network? Tesla was very happy about their operating expenses decreasing by 6%, and they keep reducing the cost of goods sold. It's amazing. Obviously, they fired a ton of people, and that's a one-time thing. They also recognized a load of full self-driving revenue, put it on the books. That's a one-time thing. But either way, Tesla, very positive, saying, and I quote, "Despite ongoing macroeconomic conditions, we expect to achieve growth in vehicle deliveries in 2024, end quote. That's amazing. Like, they're going to have to do over half a million vehicle deliveries in Q4 to do that, not to be a sequential, you know, year-on-year decline. But if they don't do a 2024 year-on-year decline, that's going to be the story of the century, because they will pull a Q4 out of the hat. They said that they will start production of new vehicles. They said they'll have more affordable vehicles in the first half of 2025, which led to, I must admit, quick side note here, and I won't go down a cul-de-sac too far, that there was a lot of headlines in the hours that followed saying, oh, they've confirmed the Model 2 or the Model 2.5. They said that there's going to be more affordable models coming. That's not how I read it. And I'll tell you why. Because Elon Musk clarified that they would not launch a $25,000 Model 2, calling the creation of a standard model completely irrelevant considering what we believe in autonomy. So he said out loud, there is no Model 2. There is no Model 2.5. There is no smaller Model 3. So surely, when they say, we will launch new models, I think because all of their cars are called Model 2, Model 3, etc., that it's natural that if you weren't paying attention and you've got to get a website article out there quickly, you need the clicks or whatever, you go, oh, they're going to launch new models. Or it's coming. New models are coming. I think if you read between the lines, and it's annoying though, analysts, none of the people that get to ask the questions nailed them down on this. When they say we'll launch affordable models in 2025, I just think that means that the current ones will get cheaper. New Model Y is coming. Juniper, codenamed or whatever we call it, that could get cheaper if they can pull costs out of the vehicle. And that would satisfy the phrase, we'll launch new models in 2025. I passionately don't think that there's going to be some sort of $25,000, you know, three-door hatchback that is smaller than a Model 3. I can't see it coming. They don't do product announcements on these earnings calls. That I don't know why that would be the conclusion, but maybe I'm wrong. And they obviously are focused on the Cybercab, Robotaxi. Mr. Musk flicked between calling it the $25,000 vehicle and the $30,000 vehicle. So he was in one of those moods where he was just sort of throwing numbers out, which is really unhelpful to try and have any sense of, is he just making it up? Is he just having a laugh? You know, did he started drinking early yesterday because he's just throwing out numbers? So you almost have to write off everything he says because he has a history of nonsense and it's just going to be irrelevant what he says now. But if you look at what they put in the shareholder letter, what some of the other people on the call say, it does look like that, you know, we're expecting cheaper Teslas next year. But I still think it'll be from S3 XY. I can't see a Model 2 coming. They said there'd be no Model 2 anyway. Only because there's so many website articles today saying, "Wow, they confirmed new models. Yeah, what are we going to get?" Slow down a bit. I don't think it's that. Year-to-date revenue from regulatory credits now $2 billion. So firstly, congratulations to Tesla for having a business where you can make $2 billion a year from your competition giving you money to buy credits. And shame on some of the other car companies that have had plenty of notice now to develop EVs. And again, that number that they published, that is not a US number. It's a global number. And There's a bunch of stuff happening in the UK, in Europe, in terms of emissions credits and trading and stuff like that. So it's really hard to parse where that money is coming from and what territories other car companies might be. So I'm not beating on the US car companies, but it could be a European thing. We don't know. They talked about operating costs decreasing from the previous quarter and the same quarter last year. How much will they spend on CapEx this year? Capital expenditure is going to be about $11 billion for the year. It's not bad, is it? So it's probably not quite the same as BYD with their 90,000 R&D engineers that I told you about recently. Wow. No wonder BYD are ahead. But 90,000 engineers in R&D. Insane. But Tesla still investing massively. It's really, really good news. So good. Oh, by the way, quick note on the charging network along Interstate 5 in California. A new supercharger station in Lost Hills, California, with 168 charging stalls. They've codenamed it Oasis. And that is just incredible. The launch of the first Harris Ranch supercharger in 2012, which now has 98 stalls, is pretty big, but 168 on I-5. Well, that's not bad, is it? They're adding 11 megawatts of solar. 10 Tesla megapacks are going in for 39 megawatt hours of battery storage. So you haven't got to have the world's chunkiest grid connection, which means they can roll this beast out by mid-2025 because of all the energy storage that they've got in their locker. It is impressive, isn't it? Wow, 168 charging stalls. And they'll probably all still be full on the weekend before, you know, holidays and Thanksgiving. But still, that's amazing. Right, we'll take a little break. And when we come back, we'll talk about who is best of the rest behind California in terms of EV adoption. It might surprise you. Back in a moment.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. If you heard an ad or two and you want to skip those, you can on the Patreon page, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. On your dashboard, you will see your own RSS feed. You copy paste that into your app that you listen to on your phone or your computer, your tablet or whatever. I use Overcast, by the way, on iOS, just by the by, really. I like Overcast. I've used Apple's podcast app a bit, couldn't get on with it. But whatever you use, you copy and paste your own RSS feed in, and it's the one that has the ads stripped out, so you save even more time. Mega. New data indicates that the best of the rest behind California is currently being led by Colorado. Colorado is second in the US for EV adoption, according to the Automobile Dealers Association of Colorado. 23% of new vehicle registrations in the state from January to September this year were battery electric or plug-in hybrid, had a plug on the side of them. The adoption rate is significantly increased in the third quarter of this year, where plug-in vehicles were 28% of new registrations. A major factor behind the growth is the new low-cost leasing options for affordable EVs. And, you know, we've seen some Nissan Leafs for about $29 a month with certain deals. My buddy Kyle from Out of Spec did a bunch of stuff. I think it was $19 a month for some of those Leafs in Colorado. So a big boost in registrations. Over 5,600 Leafs registered and Nissan Arias registered between January and September. Plenty of Nissans on the road in Colorado. Matt Groves is the president of the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, linking these leasing options to the state's strong EV incentives, allowing residents to combine rebates and discounts to reduce the overall purchase price of new plug-in vehicles. The main tax credit in Colorado is $5,000 off any plug-in EV, and an extra $2,500 for vehicles under 35K. Dealerships can offer an additional $600 for managing the paperwork, making an EV like the Nissan Leaf $8,000 off. That's great news. Now, Ford CEO Jim Farley has been talking to Robert Llewellyn on the Fully Charged show and been talking about one of the cars he's been driving for the last 6 months, a Chinese Xiaomi, the Xiaomi SU7 sedan. He had it imported from Shanghai to Chicago. It sold out in China for 6 months, and all 100,000 of them for this year allocated. In a recent episode with Robert Llewellyn, he shared his insights about Ford's strategies and what he learned during his time in China. He said the Xiaomi SU7 was fantastic, and he said they sell 20,000 of these a month, and they're sold out for 6 months, and pointed out that the significant blending of technology and automotive in China and contrasting it with the West. Companies like Huawei and Xiaomi are actively involved in EV development now, a trend not seen by the Western tech firms. Of course, Apple spent billions, about a billion a year, I think it was, on Apple's now closed down EV program. And the Xiaomi car uses the same OS as its smartphones. He noted the importance of experiencing competitors' vehicles to gain insights, and that he was kind of sad to get rid of the Xiaomi. That's amazing. All these automotive CEOs, any CEO of a company, to get them to even talk about their competition, and name check them is one thing. To say I've been driving the competitor car and it's actually pretty good is amazing. I really like Jim Farley. He was a rock star on Ford's European business. Absolutely right that he's CEO of Ford Motor Company. And he just gets it. He just absolutely gets it. Now, if I worked at Ford, let me put my feet in their shoes. If I worked on their EV programs and I heard my CEO saying, oh, I'm sad to give up the Xiaomi, I've had it for 6 months, I don't want to stop using it, it's great, I might feel like it's a bit of a bloody nose for the Ford team. I'm sure that's not how he meant it. I'd feel maybe motivated to do an even better job and prove that they could match it. I wonder how, the Ford staff think, oh, blimey, we're working so hard on these cars and the boss likes a Chinese one. But still, very, very impressive that he not only name-checked the competition, but said, no, I had one brought in from China and it is very, very good, and I want to carry on driving it. So let's talk about Stellantis confirming that they will put solid-state batteries in the next in their EVs in the next 2 years, exploring the commercial potential of that technology. They're going to use the Dodge Charger Daytonas with solid-state cells from Factorial Energy. They're a startup in Massachusetts, and it's a critical step to test them in real-world conditions. Factorial wants to start mass production of solid-state cells in 2029. Replaces the flammable bit of the battery, the liquid electrolyte found in traditional batteries, with a solid separator. Things like ceramics, glasses, or polymers. Very safe, no risk of fire, very fast charging. The tech is almost there. This is semi-solid-state batteries, but the Stellantis solid-state batteries first going in the Dodge Charger Daytonas. Mercedes-Benz also an investor in Factorial, I think, so we'll see where those cells end up. GAC is a Chinese car maker. They reveal plans to launch the Ion V that's an electric SUV, by the way, in Europe next year. It's sold in China already. Saw it at the Paris Motor Show. Second-gen vehicle is about 4.65 metres long, like a VW ID.4, those kind of SUVs. And it's 165 kilowatts of power output on that, up to a 90 kilowatt-hour battery. And, full of technology and the Chinese tech, if that's what you like. Opel/Vauxhall updating the Mokka SUV and reducing the price, at least in Germany. The 100 kilowatt version no longer available. So the new Mokka, the little electric car, has 115 kilowatt electric motor, 54 kilowatt hour battery, still charges at 100 kilowatts peak on a DC fast charger, starts at 36,740, a significant decrease from the previous entry price of over €40,000 in Germany for the now discontinued 100 kilowatt motor version. That's very, very good. Follows a similar move for the Corsa Electric. Had its price reduced by over 4,600 euros. That now starts at 29,990 in Germany. That still does have the 100 kilowatt motor, by the way, and you can get 115 kilowatt motor on the little Vauxhall Corsa, Opel Corsa. So a bit cheaper by about $5,000 than the Mokka Electric. And finally, Nexstar, LG Energy, the third largest producer of EV batteries worldwide, announcing yesterday the start of mass production of battery modules at its joint venture with Stellantis in Canada. Nexstar Energy, 51% LG, 49% Stellantis, made in Windsor, Ontario, with a production capacity of 49 gigawatt hours a year. For that battery joint venture. That is great news. Mass production has started there. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.